magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it goes. Talk radio. Double talk.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Hour two of the National Intel Report. It is Tuesday, ladies and gentlemen. It is the 30th of January, 2007, and we're all still here. That's right. We're all still here. At any rate, Bob Chapman will be my guest going into this hour also, and I just want to remind folks that there are no dumb questions, okay? This is a very intelligent man in the world of financing. And if there's something that you don't understand, trust me, I may not understand it right along there with you. So give us a call here at 800-313-9443. We'll be happy to take your calls, and any questions you have for my guest today would be more than welcome. Bill Bonner, which has written several books on economy, he says, rerun the tape. No, we're not just talking about the war in Iraq. We're talking about the financial show. Each new twist is just a bit more absurd than the one that just went before. The plot in the U.S., as we recall it, runs like this. Tech bubble blows up. The economy and stock market tank. 9/11 comes along. The feds panic. The Bush administration takes a modest, fraudulent surplus and turns it into a massive budget deficit. Taxes are cut. Spending increases in the space of 18 months. We seem to remember a total of about $1.5 trillion is added to the economy. Now, desperately worried that it had become a Japan-like deflationary slump coming up, a fear to which we happily contributed, albeit in a small way, the Federal Reserve swings into action also. Now, it's in the Ides of March every day at the Fed. Slash cut rates go down to a nominal 1% or about 2% below the rate of consumer price inflation. Then 3 years later, while rates are being normalized, the Fed continues to worry, this time about a slump in U.S. residential housing. Even though rates are increased, the Fed boosts liquidity by allowing the money supply to expand at about a 10% rate. About three times faster, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, than the gross domestic product growth. And Adrian Van Eck estimates that another $1 trillion of new money will be added to the M3 in 2007. But wait a minute, you're not going to know about that because the Fed stopped reporting on the M3. They don't want you to know what they're doing. Now, the tide of liquidity, by the way, doesn't stop at the U.S. border. Instead, it washes all over the world. Other countries need to keep up their own currencies from rising against the dollar. They, too, find that they have to turn on the taps just to stay even. In Europe, for example, M3 is now rising at about 10% a year, about the same as the U.S., its fastest rate in 17 years. Now, where's all the new money going? Into consumer prices? Nuh-uh. Banks, investment companies, and large speculators control the flow of this new loot. It never reaches the working man, except in the form of additional debt. So it does not seem to lift prices of Huggies and your Coca-Cola. Instead, it floats up the prices of financial assets, arts, derivatives, swaps, you name it. As things rise in price and intermediaries, let me slow down on the caffeine here, are able to get even more leverage out of them, trade them, refinance them, repackage them, sell them, restructure them, hedge them, the whole economy has become a dervish, while each whirling, swirling, twirling financial instrument throwing off fees, commissions, and spreads for shrewd operators who manipulate them. It's almost too much for us to keep up with. This is what the head of the European Bank said just recently. He said there's now such creativity of new sophisticated financial instruments that we don't know fully where the risks are located. We're trying to understand what's going on, but it's big. It's a big challenge. Challenge? No, they're talking about derivatives and everything else. But as the article just stated, you, the consumer or the public, are not going to benefit. Right back with Bob Chapman.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Bob, do you believe here that the head of the European Central Bank doesn't understand what's going on, but it's a big, big challenge?
Yes, I do. And the man is Jean-Claude Trichet, and he's the head of the European Central Bank. He is one of the foremost people in banking in the world. This guy just didn't get appointed because he happened to be a politician or something. He knows what he's doing. He tends to be very conservative, and the European Central Bank is not zeroing in on interest rates. They're zeroing in on money and credit and its effect upon inflation. That is their forte. In the United States, we're not looking at money and credit because we supposedly don't think it's important anymore, and so our Federal Reserve zeroes in on interest rates. And what our Fed has been doing is they have been raising interest rates from about 1.25 to 5.25% over the last couple of years, while at the same time increasing money and credit. And if you count in what is created in credit besides what the Fed does, it's about 14%. And so they don't want to know about that. They don't want to talk about that. And as you mentioned earlier, they don't publish M3 anymore because they don't want you to know about that. Incidentally, the International Forecaster is only one of three publications in the world that I know of that estimates M3 every month. And so we do have a handle on it. And it's very important, and that's why they stopped doing that. But Mr. Trichet is correct. And the reason why is that in the derivatives market worldwide, there is no regulation. Derivatives, most of which are custom-made. Someone will call a derivative writer up, and they'll say, look, we want to do this or that. Would you structure something for us and explain the outcomes and so on and so forth? And they do that, and it's done, for the most part, over the counter. Now, derivatives now aggregate approximately $380 trillion. Now, the world economy last year was $43 trillion, and the U.S. economy was $12 trillion. So that's why Mr. Trichet and I both don't know what's going on out there, because it's a great dark secret, because everything is opaque. And I want to tell you something. A couple of big dealers go under, and the entire financial system comes down, and gold goes through the roof.
All right. I've got Jeff Bennett on the line. Good afternoon, Jeff.
Hey, good afternoon, John. And Bob, how are you this week?
Fine, thank you.
That's good. Obviously, we've got a lot of great things going on, but as you know, thanks for taking me now, because I've got a prep to come up here in about 40 minutes on the flip side following your program. Made some quick calls to see what kind of good stuff we can do. You know, it's been amazing. I think, Bob, gold's up, what, $10, $11 since you were up here with us last week? And
Had a good week.
It's been a great week. And you know what? Everybody who was ordering from a public trading group, in the last 2 weeks, with the exception of two orders which have yet to be paid for, and yet the funds are coming in, everybody's been shipped. Everybody's goods are on the way, and I've got a complete printout. So anybody needs it, they can give us a call at 1-800-691-7898. We can give them an update on their own specific orders. Beyond that, took a quick look at some of the things we might be able to do here today. And so this week's Chapman package, and don't forget, with the Chapman package, you get a free 1 year paid subscription to the International Forecaster. If you've already received it, then be prepared to give us the name of a friend or a relative who might benefit, and we will gift that additional subscription on to them. Got a superb buy on honestly, both you guys, one of my favorite coins, because I don't think there's a fractional gold coin anywhere in the world that is more recognizable than a British sovereign. In this country, we've got people that have come from the Far East. They've come from India, from Pakistan, South Africa, Canada, you name it. All of these people know what gold sovereigns are. They're just shy of a quarter of an ounce. They are brilliant uncirculated examples, which means probably the late teens into the 1920s, King George, King Edward. We've got a 40-pack. That's a full roll of these available tonight, a full roll of 40 pieces for $6,722. Plus the shipping, and the shipping at Republic Trading Group is a flat $15. And we share that with you because there are people that will come and order multiples of these packages. So $6,722, that is actually a fairly heavy discount off of our normal pricing. But along with that package, once again, they will get the newsletter. And for those of you who are wanting to augment your sovereign holdings, you'll like quarter-ounce size coins. Bob, you know of some people out there who for years have called those Chicago bus tokens, and I'll mention no names. So if you want to take advantage of this package, we are open for business at Republic Trading Group, and will remain so. So make that call, 1-800-691-7898. We will be glad to take care of you.
All right, and that package for $67.22, Jeff, how many British sovereigns?
That is 40. That's a full roll, 40 brilliant uncirculated British sovereigns.
Right.
That is a great buy. I haven't even looked at right now. That's probably roughly at least $12 to $14 less, maybe more than that, than a one-quarter-ounce gold American Eagle. I like the privacy factor of it. Get them while the getting's hot, because one of these days we may not be able to get them at all, certainly at an affordable price like they are today.
I understand. 800-691-7898 if you need to talk to Jeffrey Bennett. And I understand that Robbie out there, his power is out. You've had storms rolling
he's
through.
He's completely down, yeah. And he's got storms up in his area. They've bypassed me so far. As many of the audience knows, Robbie and I live 20 minutes apart from each other. But you can always give it a try. Call the number, dial the extensions, one or two for Robbie and I. We'll do our best to help you out. And, you know, it's just it's a great way to go. Just keep adding your holdings. Take advantage of it. Don't let you know, I'll tell you something very quickly, and I'll let you guys go. As we discussed earlier in this dissertation, gold was, you know, $10, $11, $12 lower a week ago. So it's higher today. Therefore, the price on sovereign should be higher. A week ago, we were at $170 a sovereign. So gold is up. We're getting a lower and a better price. Let the land of 10,000 lakes combat that one, or anywhere else in the country, for that matter.
Yeah, some of the biggest gold and silver outfits are located up there in Minnesota, aren't
some
they?
Some of them are, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's
all
right.
All right, Jeff, 800-691-7898. We'll see you on the flip side in about
45 minutes. We'll be there.
44 minutes, according to the atomic clock on the wall.
All right, have a great week, Bob. We'll see you next week.
Okay.
Thank you, Jeff.
Bye-bye.
I appreciate your call. Let's stay on the phones here. Let's go to Willie in Alabama. Hello, Willie. Thanks for holding.
Pat Miller?
Yes, sir.
Greetings, Mr. Chapman. First, I'd like to say how happy I am for you to reference that good news announcement you made, and give God the glory. A lot of people are praying for you, John, and your family and your business.
Well, I'll tell you what I did the other day, and I don't say this lightly. And I don't make any big deal out of it. My convictions on a spiritual basis, I don't always make known. But a couple of days ago, I literally got on my knees and prayed God to take all the anger out of me, give me a clear head, and He did exactly that. And for some strange reason, as I said earlier, that things have popped today like I have not seen in the last 6 months. So. Blessings on all of us.
It is a blessing to hear a testimony like that, especially when people are praying for you.
Thank you.
Reference Benjamin Friedman's speech. I have some websites for those who wanted to pull that from the Internet.
Oh, please do.
All right. It's sweetliberty.org, imthewitness.com, biblebelievers.org, fisheaters.com. There are more, but you can go in there and pull that speech, and it's a wonderful speech.
All right. I appreciate that very much. And by the way, yesterday, just for you listeners that were with us yesterday, the American Free Press has, through Barnes Review, they have a lot of Benjamin Friedman speeches. So if you want to call them up, okay, here's the toll-free number, and it's pretty easy to remember, 888-699-NEWS. That's 888-699-NEWS, and they have available many of Benjamin Friedman's speeches. And keep in mind, and Bob, I know you know who Benjamin Friedman was. He moved within the highest circles of power in this country at the turn of last century and into the mid of last century.
Well, I used to get Common Sense, and he used to write for it.
Yeah, the guy, I'll tell you what, he was amazing. He broke out of that matrix. He knew he had a soul, and he knew if he kept dealing with the people he was dealing with, he was going to be lost forever.
John, may I ask Mr. Chapman a question?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to read a little short sentence from the Prophetic Observer, Where the Yellow Went, the Greatest Gold Robbery in History. Now, I don't want you to take this question the wrong way. I'm also a gold and silver collector. Mm-hmm. But when I read this article, especially this one sentence, it disturbed me, and I want this gentleman's take on this.
Okay.
The rich will seek to escape rising inflation by investing cash in gold, but the new money system will make all metals worthless except for commercial use. And he says, gold may rise to be $1,000 an ounce, but again, we are confronted with James 5:1-3. Go to now, ye rich men, weep and howl for your miseries that shall come upon you. Your riches are corrupted, and your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver is cankered, and the rust of them shall be a witness against you, and shall eat your flesh as it were fire. Now, I am not trying to hoard anything. I'm just trying to be a good steward.
I understand. Well, let's make some clarification on that, Willie, after the break here. Steve, Judy, Jim, Don, all the rest of you, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back with Bob Chapman right after this.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs. All right, we are back. Willie in Alabama. Bob, do you want to answer Willie's question there?
Well, I don't think that anybody knows what form things are going to take in the future. I think it's very difficult to, you know, come to a conclusion at this point in time. We know that the elitists, as I call them, the Illuminists, if you may, we know that they would like to have a world fiat currency system. What the name of it will be, I don't know, but they would like to have everybody in the world in that system. On the other hand, that may not be acceptable, and they may want something and strike for a second best, which would be a combination of gold and currency, or gold backing the currency to a certain extent. They did that with the euro. The euro is 15% backed by gold. But the European Central Bank has been a gold seller. And so we don't know at this point in time what the backing is, but if I had to guess, it's 12 to 13%. that said, these people have tried to do this innumerable times over the past 1,000 years, and each and every time they've done relatively the same thing and been unsuccessful. So there's no reason to think that they're going to be successful this time. And another factor is that when central banks have been large gold sellers, especially since the gold sales by England back in the late 1990s, there's not many people who can buy that kind of size. We're talking about sales of $2, $3, $4, $5 billion at a time. And even institutions, for the most part, don't get involved with those kinds of buys. The only people who have that kind of money are the people who are running those governments from behind the scenes. So when you have a central bank as a seller and it goes into the market, more often than not, it goes into the hands of one of these Illuminists or a group of these Illuminists. So I believe that over the past 10 to 15 years, the sales that we've seen has gone into their hands, and they may very well have a currency that in part is backed by gold because they're going to be holding a large part of the gold that's available in the world.
All right, Willie, when you were reading that Bible passage, I was thinking the exact same thing that Bob just said. It's the manipulators, the deceivers, the liars that are trying to build their wealth at the expense of everybody else, that they will be worth nothing. But I don't believe that that refers to the common honest man out there.
I understand.
All right, Willie, anything else?
One final question.
Yes,
I'll hang
sir.
Up and listen. What's his skinny on the Amero being cited in the banks in the U.S.? Thank you very much.
Thank you, Willie.
Well, I think you referred to that last week, John.
Yes, I did.
And you said that people had seen the physically produced Amero, and so we know that they like to do it, use it, but there would have to be an event that would bring that about, and there could be an event. I mean, they plan these upsetting events, and they execute them, such as Oklahoma City and 9/11, and so they could use a martial law situation to implement that. But on the other hand, they want acceptance of their North American Union as well. And I think they want them to do them both together. So I think we're a fair piece away from that.
All right. Let's go back to the phones. Steve in Tennessee. Hello, Steve.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Yes.
You got it. Steve, you got to turn your radio down.
Okay, I think we'll do that. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
I want to let you know I'm calling as a 60-year-old guy, so I've been around a while. I used to be in business, took business courses in college, and what really puzzles me, and I've heard it from more than just your present guest, is that we're going to be in for a very serious bout of deflation. But I cannot understand how can you have deflation when you have so many of these little pieces of paper floating around that are worth nothing. To me, that always means inflation. So I was wondering if he could explain that to us.
Okay.
Well, what has happened is that as they have watered down the value of the dollar, gold has already gone up.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's been reflected that way. And, of course, I assume that you're involved in gold-related assets.
Mm-hmm.
So you've made up for the monies that have been lost in the buying power in the dollar. The key to the balance between inflation and deflation, and that is that moment that nobody knows where it is, mm-hmm. and anybody that picks the top would have to it would be magical.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, the event that's going to turn the tables is when the borrowers of money, and today and throughout the world, and particularly in the United States and Europe, the big borrowers of money are financial institutions who are speculating in the market.
Mm-hmm.
And once they stop, borrowing that money, deflation will begin.
All right, Steve, hang on a second. We'll get any further questions or comments from you. And a response here from our guest today, the international forecaster, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Robert Chapman. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
All right, we are back. Steve in Tennessee. Bob, is there anything before the gentleman asks another question or comment? Did you like to chime in here?
No, go ahead.
Okay, Steve?
Oh, okay, so the deal is that in my little brain, which I don't obviously understand everything that goes on in the economic world, but in my thinking, in order for there to be deflation, the dollar has to be worth more, and goods that you buy with it has to be worth less. And so my question is still, how can the dollar be worth more if they're printing so damn many of them?
Well, the dollar is not going to be worth more. It's going to be worth less. And the price of goods will continue to increase in cost.
Uh-huh.
And then you'll need more of those fiat dollars to buy those goods at higher prices.
I understand.
One of the things that you may not be aware of, that all currencies, including the venerable Swiss franc, have gone down in value against gold in the last year and a half.
Yeah. Well, in other
words, the discounting is already taking place. it's an ongoing thing, and that's why gold goes up. And in this case, silver does as well.
Okay, then I obviously I don't have the right definition for deflation, because I thought with deflation, prices go down and the value of the dollar is therefore alternately rising. Because I know in the 1930s, house prices, car prices, everything got cheap, so your dollar was worth more. So if you made $20 a week in the 1930s, you were doing real well. But
actually, my father was making $18 in 1935.
Okay. But apparently the definition is different from the way you're describing deflation. Maybe
yes, because what happens is there's a purging of the system.
Yeah.
And in the 1930s, approximately 30% of the population was without jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And so dollars then became very dear. But at that point in time, they didn't have rampant inflation prior to the Depression.
Yeah.
They had other cataclysmic events.
Yeah.
We have a different situation here.
Mm-hmm. So you think we could have an inflationary depression?
We're having it right now.
Yeah.
Only we're having an inflationary recession that began last February.
Yeah.
By my calculations, just about a year ago.
Okay.
And it's now starting to manifest itself with people within the economists and analysts sphere are starting to recognize that there's some real intrinsic problems out there, and they all know that things are operating on a sea of liquidity.
Mm-hmm.
And once that liquidity is not being used anymore, perhaps because there's big losses take place, then the purge of the system begins,
mm-hmm.
and then the deflation begins.
Okay.
And then all you want is gold. You don't want anything else.
Right. Okay.
All right.
Can I have the address again to get that newsletter?
Yes. Actually, what you can do is just call the network here at 800-724-2719.
Uh-huh.
And even folks out there, if you're okay with your gold and silver, or you've not decided what you're going to buy or how much of it, I think a good thing to do here would be for you to pick up a copy of the International Forecasters, but more importantly, to sign up for a year subscription. It's only $129.95. And as Bob said earlier, some of the leading people in the world kept asking him, why are you selling it so cheap? Well, he explained that earlier. For the smaller guy out there, not Mr. Moneybags, for the people that really need this information. So, Steve, just give us a call at 800-724-2719, and we'll get you a subscription of that.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you. I appreciate your call.
Bye-bye.
Whoa, what happened there? Do you have your monitor on in there? We're getting all kinds of feedback, Mr. Producer.
Oh, it's probably Count Dracula.
Judy in Georgia, you're up next. Hello, Judy.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Go ahead.
I was listening to y'all. I'm really interested in what you're talking about. And I think it's really, I think investing in America is very good. There's a spiritual law of investment, and we should invest. But I want to ask Robert, is he just a stockbroker, or does he invest in a lot of different areas, such as natural resources, gold and silver, and also in businesses or bonds or...
Judy, that's a good question. Bob, you've been a stockbroker.
I haven't been a stockbroker for 17 years. I guess it's about that long since I started the International Forecaster. My hiatus was about 6 months. I was going crazy. I was not meant to retire. I'm just one of those people. But anyway, as far as investment is concerned, it's either gold and silver shares or gold and silver coins is where my interest lies. I do believe that Swiss franc bonds, there's government bonds, for those people who do not want to be 100% in gold and silver-related assets, and the people who want liquidity, who want the safety of the strongest currency in the world because they want some diversification, that's good. With the exception of special situations, I don't think people should be in the stock market here. I wouldn't be in it. I think it's overpriced. I think it's going down. I think there's too much chance of problems. I think interest rates probably will go higher. And I think that it's about time the market corrected. And where could it go? The market closed today on the Dow Jones Industrial Average at 12,523. It could easily go back to 10,300 where it launched from. It could go back down to 99,000 to 9,500. The last low on the swing that we had down in 2001 was the 7,286. I would mark that as an interim target. That means that stocks would probably get down about 50%, the better ones. The speculative ones, like in 2000 and 2001, went down much more than that. In fact, the NASDAQ has never really recovered in any appreciable way. So the three areas of interest are gold and silver coins, gold and silver shares, and Swiss franc denominated government bonds.
That's where your investments are?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I want to ask you something. I know, you know, you were talking about depreciation and appreciation of certain things. Well, I know that, and I've always noticed this, that what God makes, such as gold, silver, or whatever, it's in land, it seems to appreciate and be more stable, and the things that we make, man make, seems to depreciate. Even our monetary, which is a man-made, you know, finance system, depreciates. It's less stable. But if we were going by what Jesus did to the three men in the Bible, where he gave 10 talents to one, 5 to one, and 1 to the other. You know, the one that had one stuck in the ground because he's afraid he's going to lose it. The one with 10 took it, invested it, and doubled it. And if I gave you $10,000 in $100 bills and said, this is yours on one condition, if you double this in 3 years, where would you put it?
Well, I think the safest form of investment and the best for appreciation would be either in numismatic coins or in shares. There's a lot of leverage in shares because when the price of gold goes up, the cost of producing it doesn't necessarily go up the same amount. So if you have a $50 move in the gold price, the earnings of a company might increase from $1 to $2 to share, which means the stock should double. On the other hand, in the area of numismatics, last time around, and I went through the entire market, of course, between 1976 and 81, and I saw the MS64 St. Gaudens go from $500 to $5,000, and there's no reason why that can't happen again. So there is investments within those two spheres where there is leverage, where you can make an awful lot of money.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
All right, Judy, thank you for your call. Jim in Canada. Hello, Jim. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you, John.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Chapman, I'm pleased that you're sharing your expertise with us, and I'd like to ask you this. For those of us with young children, how would you recommend that we educate them to understand money, business? What are some of the tools that you, for instance, would show your grandchildren to help them see their way to in the right direction in this world of fiat currencies, etc.?
Well, I think in dealing with children, you've got to sit down and slowly tell them things that they won't learn in school. You have to make it an adventure. And sometimes that's not easy because their attention span isn't very long sometimes. But after they pass 8 years old, they start to get better. And And I think that that's probably a good time to start. Reasoning comes into play. But you start off by explaining what money is, where it comes from, and you have to tell them that what they're going to hear later in life about money is not necessarily going to be what you're telling them now, because there are people who don't tell the truth about money.
Yes.
And most people are ignorant about the real functions of money. And if you can lay that groundwork, you can do that. I don't know of any books that you can give children at young ages that explain that. Perhaps when they get into their teens at 14, 15, 16 years old, that's a good possibility. But before that, no, the smaller children, you're going to have to take the time to sit down with them and lay it out to them.
Thank you. There's one famous financial person in the media, and one of his recommendations for children, in fact, his own young daughter, is that he is teaching her Mandarin. Do you have any similar kind of recommendation for skills you would like to see young and up-and-comers learn?
Well, that's probably a good idea, especially if you live in Vancouver.
Thank you for your time.
All which right. city in Canada do you live in?
I'm sorry?
What city in Canada do you live in?
We're actually on Vancouver Island, just across the water from
Vancouver. Yeah, I lived in West Van.
Wow.
For a year. My daughter went to West Van Secondary, actually. And so I'm very familiar with your province. The reason I said that, there's an awful lot of Chinese people in Vancouver, as you well know.
That's right.
And I'm going up there since the 1970s, so it's a sea change. But, yes, that would be a good idea if you want children to learn a language. That would be a good one. I know that in Canada, French immersion is one of the things that they've been pushing for years, because one of the provinces, Quebec, speaks French.
Yes.
But it doesn't have a lot of practical use anymore. I speak French. I speak German. I hardly ever get to use them except in reading. And we get 36 publications a day. We get 350 pieces of research a day in five languages, so we got to be pretty quick and smart. But if there was another language other than Mandarin that I would consider, it would be Spanish, because of the influx of legal and illegal aliens into North America, as opposed from Mexico south. There's an awful lot of people who have a first language of Spanish. Probably within 10 years in the United States, a quarter of the people will be bilingual, speaking Spanish and English, and 25%, for that matter, would they project to be Hispanics. So that would be another language to consider.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate your call. Let's go to Don in Ohio. Hello, Don.
Good evening.
Hi.
First off, would Mr. Chapman be willing to go on a Saturday program like Mr. Tarpley's maybe this next time around?
And you're in reference to what, Don?
Mr. Tarpley's show on Saturdays, if he's still on.
Well, yeah. That would have to...
Well, you said four of them were gone, so I don't know.
Don, I'm not grasping what you're saying.
Okay, never mind.
Okay.
Then secondly, I'd first like to thank 911blog.org for keeping you on the internet in a time of need. The guy deserves a free birthday or at least a big hug and much respect.
And I don't have contact, so whoever is running 911blog.org, give us a call to this network, because you have no contact information on your webpage. And I'm with you, Don. I'd like to personally thank him and send him a gift.
Yeah, it's Philly Net. Anyways, go to this chat room. Secondly, okay, a financial question. I'd like to know the commercial contracts that ended your association with RBN when you had problems. I want to tell them that I won't be getting anything from them in the future.
And again, I'm losing you here. I don't understand.
Well, when you guys lost your internet connection and stuff like that, it seems like that all of a sudden some of the commercials were not being played. So did they cancel their contracts?
Oh, no. Exactly the opposite. We've had about a half a dozen of them.
I understand 100,000 and thank
you. No. That's not, Don, let me talk here. No, that was just one advertiser that was already advertising, and he increased it by 100,000. And most of the sponsors, and we called them and we talked to them. We're going to be bonusing them about a week's worth of advertising and for the banners and all that other stuff. So, no, nobody lost anything.
Okay.
All right.
Third, just a little sketchy here, but the URLs for RBN.net.com, stuff like that, are traced to Georgia. Does this have anything to do with the guy that does the eBay donations? I mean, should we stop donations to him?
No. As a matter of fact, I would have to check out the URLs before I said no to that. But I would have to check out the URLs themselves to make sure where they're going. All right,
okay, Don? Yeah, have a good night, guys.
All right, thanks, Don. I appreciate your call. We'll come back in just a couple of minutes and wrap up this edition of the National Intel Report with my guest, Mr. Bob Chapman. A reminder, the package that is being offered, the Bob Chapman package, $6,722. That's for 40 British sovereigns, brilliant, uncirculated. 800-691-7898.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered. Our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
All All right, let's take a couple of quick calls here. Carrie in Louisiana. Hello, Carrie. Carrie, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah, how you doing?
Hi.
Yeah, listen, good to see everything's getting back up to normal, I guess.
Well, in today's world, the question is what is normal anymore?
Very correct.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, I sent you a FedEx last Friday on from pilotfor911truth.org. John Doe X, Rob Balsamo put together a DVD about the flight data recorder on Flight 77, the one that allegedly hit the Pentagon. I just calling to make sure that you got it.
I am literally opening up the envelope as we speak. Yes, I do have it right here.
Fantastic. If you give it a look, I left my number with your office, Julie.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to give me a call, I can give you the contact information for Rob Balsamo, the guy who put the DVD together. Basically, it shows Flight 77 was, or at least according to the National Transportation Safety Board, the data they released, they say is the flight data recorder, does not match the official story at all.
Well, gee, why does that surprise me? And why hasn't they first said about the flight data recorders, we're getting a little off track here, but not really. Why did they say that the flight data recorders off the two planes that hit the Twin Towers were absolutely destroyed?
Yeah, they couldn't find them,
mm-hmm.
even though a first responder said they found three of the four.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just want to say I'm trying to get the word out about where RBN is at to a bunch of people I know so people can listen back in. I'm glad to see things are back up, sound like a bunch of major sour grapes. And just know we're behind you, Mr. Stepmiller.
Well, I appreciate that very much. And I'll tell you what, just to the listening audience out there, you will gain nothing in this world if it's built on sand. That shifting stuff, you're only going to get something positive, ladies and gentlemen, if it's built on a solid foundation. And that's what this network was built on. Into a little life, rain must fall on everybody's head, but I got the umbrella out.
Yep, absolutely.
All right. Carrie, anything else?
No, I just want people to check into Pilots 911 Truth. .org. I think this is a major smoking gun that hadn't gotten much exposure, and I look forward to hearing from you, or I'll call you later in the week.
All right, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mr. Stepmiller.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, and Bob Chapman, we shall say farewell for this edition of the National Intel Report, and I just want to make people aware that the international forecaster, ladies and gentlemen, I can't say enough about this. When I read this, I'm finding information that even some of the best information gleaners out there are not catching. You'd think finances are boring. They're not. If you know what's going on with the U.S. and world economies and who is zooming whom, this is the way that you can make preparations for any eventuality. His newsletter goes for $129.95. If you're all set with your gold and silver or you're diversified and you feel secure, well, for any future plans, you need to read the International Forecaster. If you just want the subscription itself, it's $129.95. But if you want to make an investment today for the British Sovereign Package, that's 40. That's an entire roll of brilliant, uncirculated British Sovereigns. The price on that's $67.22, and that would include a free subscription to the International Forecaster. And if you already get it, well, fine. We can assign that to somebody that you want to see survive in this crazy, crazy world. As always, Mr. Bob Chapman, I thank you for your time, sir, and we'll see you right back here next Tuesday.
I'll be here. Thank you very much.
All right, sir. Have a good evening.
Bye-bye.
All right, folks, that'll do it for us today. The website coming up, it will be republicbroadcasting.org until we get our regular domains back online, the 32-stream, 16-bit stream, 8K streams. There will be links to that right on the website. And again, my thanks to 911blog.org out there. Whoever you are, may God bless you. All right, we'll be back with you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report. We'll see you then.